Thank you so much for calling. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. I'm calling for Justin.
Yeah, how may I help you?
Is this Justin?
Yes, this is.
Well, this is Marcia Sinatar calling. I'm supposed to talk with you today.
Yeah.
I hope this is this okay?
Yeah, sure. It's
okay. Well, I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm great.
So speak a little bit louder because I cannot, I'm on a landline and it could be that if you're on a cell phone, the connection may be a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. So let me ask you some questions here, okay? Because a lot of things I don't get.
Sure.
So there was a, the last email that you sent me talked about something a little bit different at a $400 rate. And I wondered if you could tell me kind of what that is.
Just let me check. Just a second.
Okay, it was the last email that you sent me.
The last email I sent you regarding, I got it.
Okay.
So the last email I sent you was regarding the Wikipedia profile and the Google Knowledge Panel.
Okay, you're going to have to speak a little bit louder, Justin.
Hello, can you hear me?
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, so the last email I sent you was regarding the Wikipedia profile and the Google Knowledge Panel. Are you aware about the Google Knowledge Panel?
I don't know what that is. When we hang up, maybe you can give me a little link, okay, and I'll go take a look.
Sure. So if you search anyone's name, any famous personality's name on Google, on the top right hand side of the Google page, a chart pops up. If you could just go through that, like it has all the sources mapped into it, all the info box. It's like an info box thing on the Google page. If you have to. Yeah, that not only makes the individual look professional but also credible. That we make for our clients once we get the Wikipedia profile live.
And on that one, which is a flat fee from what I understand.
Yeah, this is a one-time fee. The one I offered you, the $400, it's a one-time fee, and maintenance of the profile will be of no charges. So it's like a one-time fee. And it's like a win-win situation for you.
Okay. And then what about the maintenance on that?
Like I said, maintenance is we provide free maintenance for our clients. So once we get the profile live for our clients, the page is our responsibility, and we take care of the page for lifetime. So there are no
that's
charges
very,
for maintenance.
Yeah, that's very good. But I don't know about you, but does Wiki or whoever write the profile?
Wiki, I didn't get what you just said. Could you please elaborate?
Yeah. On the first one, which is 899, which would be the one I would choose, I'm not going to choose it now because I'm budgeting right now for a new book.
Sure.
Yeah. So on that one, there is... a ghostwriter. On this one, is there a ghostwriter?
Yeah, there is. It's like the same package is offered to you in $400. It's like the same basic package.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's very attractive, but I'm you'll forgive me, a little suspicious because, you know, there's no free lunch. You know the expression? Now, what about canceling the profile or the offering by Wikipedia or Google if there's not enough clicks? Because I'm not the average, how shall I say?
Notable? Talking about
I'm
notable.
Contemplative. Okay, so I don't run after clicks.
You don't run after what?
The clicks, people searching.
Are you talking about your notability?
What?
Are you
talking about?
Your notability, like you don't have so much about you online. That's what you're saying?
Yes, I don't have big social media presence, and my demographic is pretty small right now. Now, it doesn't mean it will always be small, but right now, it's small.
I'm quite aware about that, so just want to assure you that we will be creating your notability first to make your profile eligible to be on Wikipedia. So
okay.
We will be writing some articles, and we'll be using them as references to make your draft look eligible for Wikipedia. That's how we get the profile live. So you don't need to worry about the notability section, as we will be taking care of it.
Okay. And
yeah.
Then what kind of I'm not the person that signs contracts quickly, because it has to go to somebody else. So how does the contract let me back up. My agreement would be with Wikipedia, is that correct?
Your agreement will be with us, the company, Wiki Moderators.
And how do you send the terms? Is it a contract?
Yeah, I'll be signing an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement with you, that will have everything we committed to you given in writing to you. So you didn't need to worry about anything. Like, whatever you do, it's totally transparent.
Right, but I mean, I'm more worried. I'm not so much worried about confidence.
Okay.
I would trust you for that. Are you the writer?
Let me explain this to you. I actually research about the profiles who are eligible to be on the platform. Once we get you on board, I will be connecting you to your dedicated account manager, and with the help of professional licensed Wikipedia moderators, your draft will be written. So no, I'm not a professional licensed Wikipedia moderator. We have them on board with our team.
Okay, so let me repeat back what I understand.
Sure.
You are not the writer, but you're the contact person for me, and an intermediary. Is that about right?
Yeah, I am. I research for the profiles who are eligible to be on the platform, and we forward it to the licensed Wikipedia moderators who make your draft and get your profile live. That's how it goes. If you
okay.
could, did you get
okay.
it?
Okay. Yes, I understand that. And then the other, I'm sorry if I'm asking a lot of questions here, but
oh,
I'm very.
Not at all. Please.
Okay.
Please. That's how.
Yeah. Editing. I'm very fanatical about my profile. Very.
Okay.
Protective. It's a family thing. It's going
totally
to be
understandable.
Yeah, you know, my just to explain my books, I have a couple that have been in print, never out of print, 40 years. So we're thinking that the body of work, this maybe 30 books, will be studied or whatever, you know, long time, even after I'm gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm very protective about how I'm presented. I don't want to I've been protective about my name.
Sorry.
So,
could I explain you something?
Yes, if you speak a little louder, because Justin,
yeah.
What you're telling me is very important, but I want to hear it.
Marshall, listen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, whatever we will be uploading on Wikipedia, whatever content will be on Wikipedia, it will be according to your approval. Nothing will be live without your approval. So the licensed Wikipedia module will be preparing a draft and will be sending it to you within a week after you're on board. And that's where we look out for your feedback, your review, anything you want in the draft, any additions, any something you don't want to be on Wikipedia, everything will be done with your approval. So we
okay.
do nothing without our client's approval. It's totally your privacy and protection is our responsibility.
And can other people, I don't want other people. I notice on some of the profiles there's a little postscript or something where they say, if you have other information, send it to us. Who gets to edit? Only me?
Who gets to edit? I didn't get that. Like, are you saying, would you be able to edit your own profile? That's what you're asking?
No, I'm sure I could edit my own, but
yeah,
can a stranger?
That's what the maintainers do. We protect the profiles from strangers who try to violate the page and harm the page. That's what the maintainers comes out for. That's what we provide.
Okay. And then another question has to do with, it sounds like there's more than one entity. There's your company, there's Wikipedia, there's Google. I'm not crazy for Google. In other words, all these different companies have different policies. So my agreement apparently would be with your company and with you. Where does Wikipedia come in and Google?
See, Wikipedia, we are like Wikipedia publishers, you can say. We get our clients' profiles live on the platform.
Let me interrupt. Let's see, how can I put this in a legal sense?
Sure.
You're part of Wikipedia through some sort of contractual arrangement?
Yeah, that's
okay. Okay, what about Google? Because I don't trust
Google. Yeah, no, actually no one trusts Google. Like, you write anything on Google, it would be possible on Google, by Google. So let me explain this to you. On Google, we will be creating a Google Launch Panel. That's something which is totally related to Wikipedia. It's connected to it. Like, everything mentioned on Wikipedia will be in that info box. It's a great form of credibility, you can say.
Yeah. I'm not questioning that. I'm only questioning, I'm busy, and you're busy, but my work is such that once I'm starting to write a book, I'm like totally preoccupied.
So
if Google comes to me and says, well, now you owe us $100,000 because we did, what I'm saying?
I can assure you that would never happen with you. It's totally like Google Knowledge Panel is something you can claim. So the rights, the ownership rights will be with you. Like, it doesn't have any sort of charges and all.
Okay, here's what I propose, because it sounds very good, but as I said in the beginning, I know there's no free lunch. So $400 is a little bit not so expensive. You know, it's in my budget, let's put it that way.
Sure.
But what's not in my budget, and it's not in my rule of life, is to discuss on and on and on with lawyers. I stay away from the legal entity. So if you send me the agreement, I will have to send it to my lawyer to look at. And if he says everything that I understand, I'm fine. It's fine. But I will have to have him look at it.
I'm sure you can do that. It's totally up to you.
How long is it? What kind of an agreement is it? Is it long?
No, it's not actually long. It's a two-page agreement. Like, it's an NDA, whatever we are committing online, it's totally mentioned in it. The money-back guarantee, the confidentiality, the services that will be provided, that would be mentioned in the NDA that you can sign. That's what we sign before we get our clients on board.
Okay.
So everything is given right in them.
Yeah, and if I don't like it, or if Google, just bear with me here, because I'm really, really, I had a bad experience with Google. It ended fine because I was right, but it taught me a lesson. They are very, I just don't want them or Wikipedia, the company, your parent company or whatever you call it, coming to me with a bill.
No, not at all.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's my concern.
Well, sure.
I'm really, really, I learned, you know, it's like once burned, you remember the fire, right?
Yeah, that's it. But I can assure you that's not a concern at all. You won't be facing any type of experience like this because, and if you don't want anything related to Google, we can cut out the Google Knowledge Panel if you want, but it's totally up to you.
Well, I mean, I'll take a look at it, you know, I'll look and see. Yeah, I'm just not, I'm on YouTube, so that's Google, but YouTube is more benign for the time being anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you never know where these things are going. Let's see, there was one other little thing, but I don't think so. I think if I look at the agreement, have somebody take a look at it for me.
I'll also share the example of the Google Knowledge Panel with you so you have an idea what it is actually.
Yeah.
How about I also send you the order placement link, so if you're convinced enough and you can place the order and we can welcome you on board.
Yeah, that's very good. Okay. I mean, I'm going to go step by step and we'll see where it goes.
Sure.
So, let's see. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't have any. I just wanted to ask you, how soon do you want to get started?
Well, I can't get started until I read the agreement.
Sure,
and
that's totally understandable.
Yeah, once I have my attorney take a look at it. After that is no problem. I'll just give you American Express. And
sure.
I just put one, there's one payment of $400, right? And
yeah,
it's
a one-time fee. It would be mentioned in the contract, so
in the contract,
worry.
Yeah.
Don't
well, if it's straightforward, so that I can understand it, we'll move pretty fast. I would say after, sometime next week. But it depends on someone else looking at it for me, so that I'm not. You know how it is, Justin. You get excited about something. It's human, and you want to do it. But it's sometimes, I wish I had known, afterthought.
Yeah,
so
I
like somebody to look over my shoulder for me because I'm, you know how artists are?
Yeah,
too excitable.
I understand. But let me clear this to you. It's just normal agreement. Like there's no such thing as terms that you would need your attorney to clear, but it's totally up to you. Not a concern at all.
All right. So today's Friday. Let's plan on reconnecting next Thursday or Friday, which is into September, and we'll move step by step. What other things do you do personally at your company for people?
We like I mentioned, we create pages on Wikipedia. We make Google Knowledge Panel, let me explain your services. Like we create Google Knowledge Panels for clients, we create articles, we enhance notability for our clients, like we publish articles on famous top tier publications such as Forbes, Wall Street Journal, Business Insider, etc.
Well, we go step by step and see, I might need some promotion on. I have the new book coming out. It's really wonderful, and I have a little autobiography I wrote last year. It's quite good, and it's gotten like almost, I think, 90% 5 stars on Amazon. But I'm not selling a lot because my demographic, as I said, it's a lot of religious leaders, and
okay.
I still work with a few leadership people, remote, mentoring, that type of thing. I used to have a practice where I went to the company, but I don't want to do that anymore. I can't travel as much.
Are you taking any help in getting the book published and all?
Yeah, it's all done. I mean, it's not a publisher. I have a little, that's a new venture, a little publishing company.
Oh, nice. Can Can you tell me its name? Like, I guess.
Yes. Yes, it's MS, just the initials. Telios, TELIOS Center.
Oh, I heard about them.
But I think we're going to now split my website into two. This will be probably around Christmas. We take the personal email section, Max, and I edit, which is a separate activity, and then the center will be a separate website.
Okay.
With a separate SEO
and
maybe newsletter like that, subscription.
Understood. So what we do is I'll be sending you the NDA with the Google Launch Panel example, and we can take it from there.
Yeah, and don't send me too much because my attention span like a four-year-old for contracts.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I go unconscious really fast.
Sure.
So, where are you? Are you in the U.S. or elsewhere?
We're in New York.
Oh, New York. Okay. Okay, I got a lot of friends in New York.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Justin, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Sure.
And let's see where we go here.
Sure. It would be a pleasure doing business with you.
And thank you so much for your time.
Always have a nice day. Bye-bye, Marcia.
Yeah, bye, Justin.